Now, you mentioned we are currently training about 60 fighters. I got to tell you, after 4 years, Mr. Secretary, that's not a very impressive number. And is it true that with these people that you are training and equipping to fight in Syria, is it true that you are telling them they're only there to fight ISIS and not Bashar Assad? Is that true?
Yes, we are telling them to that we are arming and training them in the first instance to go after ISIL and not the Assad regime. That's our priority. And these are people who are inclined in that direction and come from areas that have been overrun by ISIL.
So in other words, if they are barrel bombed by Bashar Assad, they are not...
No, I think we have some obligation to them once they're inserted in the field. Again, we don't expect them to be...
Is that to defend them against barrel bombing?
Well, that decision will be made when we introduce fighters into the field.
That's a small comfort to those people you're recruiting right now, that that decision will be made later on. Is that fair to these young men to say, we are sending you in to fight ISIS only, and by the way, we will decide on the policy whether to defend you if you are barrel bombed?
They know that we will provide support to them. Exactly what kind of support.
Does that mean you will defend them against Bashar Assad's barrel bombing? Mr. Secretary, this is not a very pleasant exchange. I'd like to have answers to the questions. Will we tell them that we will defend them against Bashar Assad's barrel bombing?
I think we have an obligation to help
them. Will we tell them that?
We have not told them that.
Not told them that. So you're recruiting people and not telling them that they're going to defend them because you haven't made the decision yet, and yet you want to train them quickly and send them in.